Good afternoon, Madam Moderator. Congratulations, Madam Chair, and forum members on your election. Excellencies, esteemed delegates, esteemed participants, my name is Rochelle Burke, and I am here in my capacity as an executive council member of the Black Diplomats Academy, the advocacy arm of the NGO Developing Young Leaders of Tomorrow Today, based in Canada. We believe that integration of youth is essential in the development of sound economic, health, and educational policies, which are required for the success of people of African descent throughout the diaspora. We call on elders, stakeholders, and governments to collaborate with youth to ensure a successful second decade for people of African descent, one that recognizes our diverse cultural fabric. We are advocating for addressing contemporary forms of enslavement reproduced and embedded in our institutions. Specifically, there is an overrepresentation and pervasive exposure to precarious low-skill and low-wage work. Student loan debt undermines economic security and sustainability. There is limited access to capital and credit products for home ownership. Our recommendations are to invest intentionally in entrepreneurial training beginning at the primary level to enable sustainable and inclusive economic growth for Black youth. Provide quality education to prepare youth for challenges in the job market as well as to meet upskilling demands. Increase education and sustainable agriculture, clean technology, and artificial intelligence to address AI bias. With respect to justice, our recommendations are to create a dedicated fund to enable capacity building for Black youth-focused organizations to address service and advocacy gaps, collect disaggregated data on youth social determinants of health, establish a youth secretariat to the permanent forum with measurable targets and regional representation that prioritizes youth recommendations with the goal of domestic incorporation. The perseverance and ingenuity exhibited by Black youth unequivocally demonstrate that adaptability and innovation stand as an indispensable tool in shaping a more equitable and resilient world. Thank you.